Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, Dr. Bloom finished the message on verses 8 and 9 and was starting his closing comments. Let's listen as he closes this message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so what he is telling us is that every person walking on the face of this earth, and all of those in history that have walked the face of this earth, that have lived on this earth with the exception of Jesus Christ, have been sinners, and all are sinners, and are not of their own strength, their own self, their own goodness, their own works, to make themselves acceptable for heaven. He died for your sin. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. You see, it's not that, well, some people are good sinners, and so Christ's death will count for them. No, he even said that the publicans and the harlots went into the kingdom of heaven before some of those Pharisees and lawyers. You see, he was telling them that they had to realize they're sinners, and just like they are, they must come to Christ and realize they can't get good enough to be acceptable or for Christ to save them. He must take them just as they are. An old hymn of the church is, just as I am, without one plea. And that's how you come to Jesus Christ, just as you are. You invite him into your life and let him change you. You see, sin must be reckoned with. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, final, complete, separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, my friend, God has no delight in your going to hell. There's no delight for him in that. His love is greater than a parent's love. His sorrow will be greater than any parent that has ever lost a child to death if you die and you go to hell. Years ago, people traveled quite extensively on Pullman trains. And as one Pullman train raced across the West, the passenger's sleep was disturbed by a baby crying. And there were audible complaints heard all over the train car. And finally, one man cried out, "Will you tell that child's mother to keep the baby quiet?" And then, with a piercing sadness, the father replied, "The child has no mother. She died 4 days ago." Well, instantly, the apologetic man offered his assistance in caring for the baby and carrying the baby around so that the father could sleep. You see, that man was willing to rectify the harshness with which he treated the father when he knew the truth. We would have considered him a louse if he had not. Today, you know that Jesus Christ has even greater sorrow than that young father over your personal sin. He died for your sin. He is now long-suffering, waiting for you to come to him. what allows we are to reject the one that loves us so? My friend, I believe that the return of Christ is very soon. And His desire is that if you're not saved, is that you know Him as your personal Savior before He returns or before you die. John W. Peterson wrote, "Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take His offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call, God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din? God's final call, God's final call. If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear His call. Oh, hear His call." My friend, this may be God's final call to you. Won't you receive Him as your Lord and Savior? What must you do to be saved? First of all, admit that you are a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, "There is none righteous, no, not one." In Romans 3:23, He says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, friend, that includes me as well as you. Next, be willing to turn from sin. That is, repent. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Oh, my friend, turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin and give your life to Christ. And believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, shedding His precious blood, and that 3 days later He rose from the dead, through prayer, you invite Him to come into your life as your God and Savior. You see, Jesus was God Almighty in heaven. The Bible says that God is a Spirit. And as a Spirit, He left heaven. He entered into Mary, took upon Himself flesh, and was born of Mary when she was a virgin. Now, later Mary would have children by her husband Joseph. And Mary, when after the birth of Jesus, would offer a sin offering at the temple. Mary was not perfect. She was a sinner. That's why Jesus did not have a human father. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit inside of Mary. When Jesus lived His life on earth, He lived 33 and a half years of a perfect life. He did not sin one time, neither in word, in deed, or in thought. When He died on the cross, the wrath of almightiness was poured out upon Him, upon His humanity. Why? Because the wages of sin was death. I believe that the wrath poured out on Him spiritually was greater than any man in hell will suffer. He died there on the cross, and His body was buried. His spirit went into the very depths of hell. The Bible says that He preached to the spirits in prison. 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And now He says, "I have the keys of hell and of death." And that's why Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me." Now understand that way to Christ is a narrow way. Broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But my friend, Jesus is letting you know that salvation is in Him and Him alone. And yet, it's not based on your goodness, it's based on the righteousness of Christ. Yours is only to receive Him, but as many as received Him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Now remember our text in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Will you do that now, my friend? Will you call upon the Lord to save you? For he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not right now, right where you are, pray with me this prayer? I'm going to pray it aloud. I'll pray it slowly. You must mean it from your heart if you want to receive Christ as your Savior. Please pray. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. I give you my life right now. Save me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks, and it will instruct you on how to grow in this new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It will teach you how to pray. It'll show you how to witness to others. It will also instruct you in doctrine and other areas from the Word of God. And my friend, I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. Or you might already be saved. You'd say, Brother Andy, I'd like to have the booklet Building Blocks. I want to use to help some new Christians. And I will send that to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up now, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And I see that the mail, as it comes through each day, both email and our regular U.S. mail, and I see that sometimes when you folks write, that there are those that just say, thank you for the Lamp and Light broadcast. And that means so much to us. We want those encouraging notes and letters from you, whether it's email or whether it's the U.S. mail. Please let us know that you're on board with the Lamp and Light broadcast, that you too want the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, speaking, teaching, and preaching the truth in love. But my friend, not only do we ask that you write us and let us know that you're listening, we also ask that you tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.